Manage your time. Managing your time isn't just good practice, but it's also good for productivity, organization, and achieving success with your goals. By managing your time properly and efficiently, you can create an organized life. It doesn't need to be overwhelming if you follow the strategies below. Get up early. The most successful people are early risers and have a morning routine in place. These morning routines can often include meditation, visualization, exercise, reading and learning, healthy eating, planning and prioritizing. A regular morning routine will ensure that you start your days successfully. To-do list. Creating a to-do list should be a regular habit undertaken daily. The best lists are 10 items or less to ensure you can complete it. Don't forget to prioritize the items on the list and review it throughout the day. Checking off items as they're completed will give you a sense of accomplishment and motivation. Sticky notes. Sticky notes are ideal for displaying reminders of tasks, motivational quotes, and visualizations. If you've got a pile of letters that need to be mailed, and that's an item on your to-do list, why not put a sticky note on top of the pile with a deadline for posting them? It'll serve as a reminder to get them posted and cleared out of your way. Record it. Of course, you can record your notes digitally using note-taking apps or in a text document, or using pen and paper. But have you thought about recording them in a digital recorder? You can get free recording apps for smartphones. By making a voice recording, you can replay the recording and listen to your ideas. This will give you the opportunity to listen from a different perspective. Schedule. Create a schedule. Use an online planner such as Google Calendar will ensure that you're able to access your schedule on your smartphone, tablet, or computer wherever you are. You can color code different categories of entry and share with friends, family, and colleagues as necessary. Use pen and paper. For your most important events, tasks, and notes, use the traditional recording method of pen and paper with a diary, planner, or bullet journal. You can keep it with you at all times. It won't distract you with messages or run out of power. You'll also be able to flick through at a glance to see how much you've achieved, past or forthcoming events, and outstanding tasks. Prioritize. Be realistic. Not all tasks and events are created equal. Find a way to highlight events that are essential so that you can see them at a glance and be sure not to miss them. On your list of things to do, always prioritize them and complete the most important first. If there are items that aren't important or time-sensitive, consider moving them off your current list and onto another day. You can't do everything. Delegate. If there are items on your list that aren't important, then think about delegating them. You don't need to try and be a superhero and do everything yourself. Kids can tidy away their toys and, when old enough, learn how to load the dishwasher, set the table, and do other simple chores. By enlisting the help of other household members, you can get more accomplished in less time. Managing your time properly and efficiently is one of the keys to staying organized. The Motivating Morning Routine. How would it feel to start your day motivated and organized? It'd feel great, wouldn't it? You'd know what you were doing, everything was sorted, and you'd feel brilliant. Surprisingly, it wouldn't take much to get a great start to your day every day. All it needs is for you to create a morning routine that motivates and organizes you for success every day. One of the secrets of success for those who are highly successful in life and business is a morning routine. It doesn't need to be complex, and it certainly doesn't have to be time-consuming to create or follow. In the beginning, it'll require a commitment from you to planning it, and then to practicing it daily until it becomes a habit that happens without you having to consciously work on it. The morning routine of the most motivated and organized folks generally includes the following elements. Early start. Forget about long lie-ins and putting the alarm on snooze every 5 minutes. Set your alarm for an hour or even two earlier than normal and see your productivity soar. An early start may not come naturally at first bit, providing you go to bed earlier and get enough sleep. You'll notice a difference quickly. Positive visualization and affirmations. Set the tone of your day by giving it a really positive boost. Visualize your success from the get-go. Use positive affirmations and don't forget to display them where you can see them frequently, as this will boost their efficacy. Doing this step within the first 20 minutes of waking gives you a greater chance of success, as you'll be able to reach your subconscious before your conscious mind wakes up and takes over. Exercise. Undertaking some form of exercise will get your blood flowing, heart pumping oxygen around your body, and generally waking up your entire system. You don't need to go for a 5-mile run every day. Your exercise regime could consist of morning stretching, yoga, or tai chi, as these will help calm and ground you, as well as provide time for inner contemplation. Hydration. Make sure to keep your body hydrated. Many people start off their day with a glass of water and lemon. Herbal tea or a green juice are also good choices for an early morning drink to get your day started the right way. Planning. If you want to have a successful day, make sure you know exactly what needs to be done. Have a to-do list ready and identify the order of priority. Make sure the list isn't too long. 10 or less items is an ideal length. Nutrition. A healthy breakfast is a good way to get your body fueled up, ready to tackle the day ahead. You'll feel more alert and able to concentrate on the tasks you need to accomplish. Reading. Taking a few minutes to sit and read something inspiring or educational will help you feel positive and motivated. You don't have to spend a long time reading. Even 10 minutes will be enough to get your mind working and your motivation kick-started. Suggestions for morning reading include self-help books or biographies or autobiographies of successful people who inspire you and can act as role models. Money tasks. Before you head out the door on your commute or settle down to your day at home, it's important to do something that'll either make you money or save you from spending money. Prep the day's meals so you don't feel tempted to get takeout when you're feeling tired at the end of the day. Make sure the dishwasher is loaded and the kitchen counters clean and clear so you don't have to think about tidying. Pay your bills so you don't get overdue notices and charges. If you want to have a successful day, it's important to start your day in a positive way. Having a morning routine will ensure that your days are organized for success and that you feel motivated from the start. Five key habits that ensure you'll always start your day the right way. Starting your day the right way will ensure that you'll feel calmer, happier, and more productive from the get-go. It'll also make sure that you don't waste any time searching for missing or lost items. Remember that habits don't happen overnight. They take at least 21 days to become ingrained into your normal routine, so the sooner you start, the quicker you'll become a well-organized morning person. Tidy up the night before. We've all been there when we felt too tired to load the dishwasher, clear the counters, or vacuum the family room. Spending a little time every evening tidying and cleaning away the dirt, clutter, and debris from the day will really save you time and angst in the long run. Make it a fun routine by involving all the family. Set a timer for 15 minutes and zip through those chores. Of course, if you're on your own, it may take slightly longer. Prepare lunches in advance. Food preparation takes time and isn't fun when you're in a rush to get to school or work. Spend time preparing lunches for all the family the night before ensures you'll get a nutritious lunchtime meal, which will save you time and money. Plan ahead so that you know exactly what everyone's having each day of the week. This will make sure you buy or make everything you need to, so there aren't any last-minute panics. Get clothes ready the night before. How much time have you wasted trying to choose what to wear in the morning? Too much, probably, and it gets worse if you have kids. Instead, get everyone's clothes ready the night before. Make sure the entire outfit is on a hanger and that underwear, shoes, and accessories are with it. An even better habit is to organize the entire week's wardrobe on a Sunday, with everything hung in day order in your wardrobe ready to be picked on the relevant day. Write a to-do list. Write down all the chores and calls you need to do the following day. If they involve dropping off items at the dry cleaner, then bag them and put them by the front door. If you need to post letters or packages, bag them, put them by the door. Your list will make sure you know exactly what you need to do, and having any items ready, you won't leave the house without them. Bag it. Spend time putting everything you'll need for your day in your handbag or work bag the night before. You won't need your iPad or laptop overnight, so putting it in your bag or case before you go to bed will make sure you don't forget it. Any work documents or school books should be put into bags so that they aren't forgotten or mislaid. If your children have gym class, football, or another school or after-school activity, then get the necessary kit ready in their bags before you head to bed. Put the bag by their school coat. Starting your day feeling positive and organized really does have a major impact on the way the rest of your day pans out. A chaotic start is hard to recover from. By developing the routines above, you can be sure that you and your household will always start your day the right way. Six essential tools to keep your life organized. Creating an organized life and maintaining it isn't as hard as you might think. Of course, it'll require planning and some time to set it up, but once you've got the following six key tools in place, you'll feel more focused and in control of your life and time. Paper planner. Yes, even in the age of digital organization, a paper planner does still have a place in your organizational tool chest. It doesn't have to be big or bulky or expensive. In fact, you might find that the latest trend for a bespoke bullet journal might suit you best. Your paper planner can include tasks and items that you want to keep a close eye on, as well as making notes and lists. Online calendar. In addition to the paper planner, an online calendar or app for your smartphone is another essential. This handy tool will be with you everywhere that your phone goes and has the added benefit of being able to give you alerts for meetings and scheduled tasks. Evernote. This handy tool is free, but does have a paid option that provides more functionality. However, for most people, the free version will be sufficient. You can clip whole web pages, URLs, create notebooks, share information, create draft documents, and add PDF files. It's an online tool, but has apps for smart devices that will allow you to sync your notebooks across all of your devices, so you'll always be able to access your information. Financial planner. If you're using a bullet journal, then you may decide to use a financial planner within it. If not, then you really need to create a dedicated financial planner in which to record your income, expenses, and savings. You can keep track of bills due with a monthly bill payment calendar, to ensure that you never miss making a payment again. If you don't want to have a paper planner for your finances, there are lots of financial planning and management apps available online. One such tool is Good Budget, which is a free app for iPhone and Android. To-do list. Your to-do list is going to be an essential tool to keep your life on track, running smoothly and perfectly organized. Paper lists are great, as you can carry them with you or display them where you can't miss them. There are also plenty of to-do list apps that can help you create, monitor, and organize your lists. Suggested apps are Todoist and Jamie's To-Do, which are both free. MyFitnessPal. A health and fitness tracker can help you monitor your exercise as well as your diet. MyFitnessPal is a popular free online tool with Android and iPhone apps. It contains a huge food database for tracking what you eat, and you can create a personalized diet profile. These six tools can really help you stay on top of organization. There are obviously other tools that you may find useful and necessary in organizing your life. Nine tips to help you stay organized every day. Being organized should be a way of life and second nature to you. That way, it's a habit rather than a chore. Of course, it takes time and effort to create the habit in the first place, but once you've achieved it, you want it to stay that way. These nine tips will help you stay organized every day with very little effort or fuss. Check in. Start your day by checking your schedule and your to-do list. It may be that you've thought of something you need to add. Prioritize your to-do list so that you tackle the important items first. Plan. As well as your to-do list, you should plan your day. Include calls, meetings, chores, and goals. You can use pen and paper, a planner, or a planning app. Don't forget to include scheduled breaks. Make sure to include time for friends and family. The FAR rules. The FAR rules are essential for helping you to stay organized. They apply equally to your personal life as your business. File it. If it's important and needs to be kept either in paper or electronic form, then file it immediately. Act on it. If something needs to have action taken, paying a bill or making a call, then do it immediately. Then either file it or recycle it. Recycle it. Whether it's junk mail or papers and items you finished with, recycle it immediately once it's no longer needed. These rules apply to emails as well as paperwork. By following them, you can keep your inbox under control. Digital aids. At times, technology can be a distraction, but there are some items that can help you become and stay productive. However, choose your devices and solutions with care so that you don't create more of a problem for yourself. You may decide that an app to monitor your health and fitness would be a good idea to keep you on track with your goals. There are also menu planning apps, scheduling, time and project management, as well as household organization apps. Track. To be successful with your organization skills, you need to track and monitor your progress. What's working? What's not? Be prepared to make changes and adjustments to how you do things. Just because one method of organizing your closet doesn't work for you, it doesn't mean that another won't. Trash it. Don't keep things for the sake of it. If it's not useful or necessary, throw it out. If you're keeping it, then remember to put it away. That way you keep your surroundings free from clutter and distractions. Identify. Keep track of what works for you and keep on doing it. If something hasn't been successful, then identify what needs to be changed and do it the following day. 5-minute review. Just like you started your day, end your day with a 5-minute review. Celebrate your accomplishments and cross off everything you've achieved from your to-do list. Remove any inessential or unimportant tasks that are still remaining. Whatever's left should be added to the next day's list. To-do list. Create your to-do list for the following day. Include any important tasks you didn't complete that day, and only important items that need to be done. Try and limit your list to 10 items or less so you don't feel overwhelmed or end the day with a list of unaccomplished items. Becoming and staying organized doesn't happen overnight, and it does require regular effort. However, you can stay on track by following these 9 tips. You can be organized every day with a little planning, time, and effort. To-do list success tips. The Humble To-Do List is a powerful organization tool. It doesn't matter whether you create and keep a digital list using an app such as Todoist or use a pen and paper. What matters is that you create and use your lists every day to help you get and stay organized. The following tips will ensure that your to-do lists are a successful tool in your organizational toolbox. Keep it short. The ideal length of a to-do list is 10 items or less. You've probably created lists in the past that have seemed endless. Instead of helping you feel organized and successful, you probably ended the day with most of the items still unchecked and feeling a failure. By keeping your list purposely short, you're more likely to cross off every item and end the day feeling successful. Separate lists for home and work. Don't add your work tasks to your personal to-do list. Maintain separate lists. Prioritize. Once you've listed everything you need to accomplish, then number the items in order of priority. Do the most important items first, and you'll feel the biggest sense of achievement. If there are any items on your list that aren't important, then mark them as such. That way, you won't need to feel guilty if you don't cross them off. Assign a time limit. Wherever possible, set a time limit for every item on the list. Not just how long it'll take, but when it needs to be done. That way, you can identify tasks that need to be completed before lunch or before picking up the kids from school. Revisit and rework. A to-do list should be a working document. Once written, it should be revisited throughout the day. You can check off those items you've completed and reprioritize or reschedule those that remain. You can also cross off items that are no longer important or unnecessary. It'll also give you the opportunity to add any additional tasks that crop up during the day. Keep it with you. How often have you made a to-do list at the beginning of the day and then totally ignored it? Probably because you left the house without it at the beginning of the day. To make sure your list is where you need it, you could use an app such as Todoist or Jamie's To-Do. Better yet, you could still keep your daily to-do list in a daily or weekly spread in your bullet journal. That way it'll be with you wherever you go, and you'll get the satisfaction of marking off the items as you complete them. You'll also have a visual record of your achievement. Your to-do list can be a powerful tool for helping you to live an organized life. Using these tips will help you ensure that it's used successfully. What is a bullet journal, and why should you have one? While digital organization tools are incredibly popular, there's still a place for an analog or paper planner. However, many people decide that paper planners aren't suitable for them, as they can't find one that's perfect and suits their needs. Off-the-shelf planners may have selections you don't need or miss out those that you feel are essential. If you're trying to use something that doesn't suit your needs, then it can be frustrating and discouraging. A bullet journal could be the answer to your planning needs, as it's a system that you create based on your needs. No two bullet journals will be the same. To get started, all you need is a notebook and a pen. It really is as simple as that. While it's called a journal and can include journaling elements and pages if you want, primarily it's a planning and tracking system. The pros of using a bullet journal: cheap to set up and run, quick to use. Entries are designed to be bullet points and notes. Unique and designed by you to your specific needs. Include the pages and sections you need. Add sections at any time. Customizable. If you don't like the layout you've chosen for the week, then do it differently the next. Stuck for ideas of how to use it or set it up? Look on the internet. Pinterest in particular has loads of pins about bullet journaling. Create a combined business and personal bullet journal or separate ones. And it's portable. The cons of using a bullet journal: if you look online, you may feel you have to be creative with your setup. There are minimalist journals out there, and they work just as well for their owners. You don't need to use fancy writing, colored pens, or hand-drawn graphics if you don't want to. Why should you have a bullet journal? The answer is simple. It'll help you create a personal organization system that works for you and your life. You can plan and track your schedule, daily, weekly, and monthly, goals, health, exercise, diet, meetings, studies, social media, content for your blog, events such as weddings and birthdays, to-do lists, finances, product planning, funnel planning, launch planning, motivational quotes, notes, important memories that you want to record and keep, books read. In fact, what you can use your bullet journal for is only limited by your imagination and needs. If you want to organize yourself and take back control of your life, then creating a bullet journal may be the ideal tool for you. Why not pick up a notebook and pen and get started today? Create and use a bullet journal to stay organized. Creating and using a bullet journal is ideal for anyone who wants to be organized. You can purchase planners and journals, but often they don't fit your individual planning or organizational style. A bullet journal is a useful way to organize quickly and easily in a way that suits you. Entries are designed to be quick, and to make and read full sentences aren't required unless you want them. Choose a notebook. You can use any notebook. There are specific blank bullet journals that you can purchase, but any notebook will do. Generally, an A5 size is the most popular. But again, the size, color, and page style, blank, line, or squared, is entirely up to your preference. Create an index page. The index is important, as it'll help you locate pages that you use quickly. As you'll be creating specific pages and spreads as you need them, you just add the title and page numbers to your index as required. Decide what pages you need. This is where the power of the bullet journal really lies. You choose what to include to suit how you would need to plan and organize your life. Your journal could be personal or business use. It could also be a combination journal. Ideas for pages include goal setting, daily pages, monthly pages, meeting or webinar notes, product ideas, brain dumps, inspirational quotes, to-do lists, morning pages, doodling, journaling, and just about everything else you want to jot down to keep and remember. As you add your pages, don't forget to title and number them. Once that's done, enter the details into the index so you know where they are. Then you just need to design the layout of the pages to suit your needs. You can be as creative and inventive as you wish. Create a key. As your journal fills up, you'll need to have a way to locate important information quickly. The index is one method, but other ways to help you find and organize your journal contents are color coding and tabs. Bullet journaling also uses symbols to identify specific tasks and note types. The official bullet journal site recommends the following symbols. Bullets. Dot indicates tasks. X indicates completed tasks. Less than equals task scheduled. Greater than is task migrated. Dash indicates a note. An open circle indicates an event. And a bullet, that's a signifier, and it's used to show important notes and put to the left of the original symbol, allowing you to find the most important information fast. I indicates an inspirational material, such as quotes or ideas, and NI represents ideas to explore further. Top resources for bullet journaling. Learn more from the original bullet journal site, bulletjournal.com. And if you want to know more, then check out some videos on YouTube. There's also blog posts on bohoberry.wpengine.com and parkerandme.co.uk. A bullet journal could be the key to your organizational needs, as it's a journaling system that you create to suit your unique needs. Since it's based on a blank notebook, you're not restricted by pre-made pages and content. Top tips for staying organized and productive at work. Whether you work for yourself or someone else, you'll need to be both organized and productive at work every day. Not only will you feel better, but you'll also impress your boss, colleagues, and clients. So how can you make sure that you stay organized and productive? Clear clutter. Your workspace should be clear and clutter-free. By removing distractions, you'll make sure you remain focused on your work. Have a trash can by your desk and use it. If it's trash, then it isn't needed, so bin it immediately. Add a small container for recycling and put anything that can be recycled into it as soon as you've finished with it. Process your emails. Emails are a huge time suck. Instead of just reading them or thinking you'll read or act on them later, take a more structured approach. Set a specific time for dealing with emails each day. Don't check them in between. Use folders to organize emails, junk, spam, trash, by project or client, personal and to-do. Any emails that require you to take action and that cannot be completed at that moment should be put in a to-do folder. Make it a habit to work through your to-do folder and empty it every day. Have a specific time slot allocated for that each day. Delete junk, spam, and emails that aren't important or needed for further action and empty those folders at the end of each day. Schedule it. If you work for an organization, then you probably have set break times. However, if you work for yourself, then it'll be up to you to decide when to take a break. Make sure to schedule in regular breaks, as these will keep you more focused and productive. If you sit down for a large part of your day, you'll need to take regular time out to get up and walk around. This will keep you fitter and reduce tiredness. Stay hydrated. Your body and brain need water to stay hydrated and to achieve optimal performance. Of course, you don't need to drink plain water all the time, but you should limit caffeinated drinks such as tea and coffee. Don't skip lunch. It can be all too easy to skip a meal when you're really busy. However, this won't actually boost your productivity, as you'll find your blood sugar level will drop and you'll lose energy and the ability to focus. Make sure that you'll always have lunch by taking it with you. If you can't make it yourself, then buy it on the way to the office. Make sure to have a couple of healthy snacks ready to have during the day. These simple tips will help you stay organized and productive when you're working. How to stay organized when the going gets tough. You're normally an organized person with plans and schedules, but sometimes life happens. Things occur that weren't expected, and suddenly your well-planned life seems to crumble around you into chaos. There are things you can do to prevent that from happening. Ironically, it does mean that you need to have been organized enough to plan ahead for these eventualities. So what can you do when things aren't going as planned so you can stay in control and on top of everything? Be prepared. This really is the key to everything. By planning ahead, you'll know what to do when you're snowed under with work and the kids have after-school activities every day. Get as much ready as you can for the next day before you go to bed. That includes clothes, work, and school bags, your to-do list, and if possible, breakfast and lunch. Plan for the week ahead on a Sunday so you know what the schedule is and have a meal plan in place. Plan your meals. Meal planning may sound boring, but it'll save you time, stress, and money. By planning meals ahead and doing as much prep work as possible in advance, you'll be less likely to head for that takeout menu. Keep a selection of pre-prepared meals in your freezer. Freezer cooking doesn't have to be a chore, as there are plenty of make-it-ahead dishes that can be frozen ready to cook in a slow cooker. Turn off technology. If you've got an insurmountable list of things to do, then don't allow yourself to be distracted by the TV, internet, Facebook, email, or any other messaging service. Once you've completed everything that needs to be done, then you can go back to chatting with friends via Skype or watching your favorite TV show. Prioritize. Don't run yourself ragged trying to be a superhero and getting it all done. Instead, take a look at your to-do list and prioritize each item. Cross off or move to another day anything that isn't essential. Check off anything that you've already accomplished. Delegate whatever tasks you can. Only do the things that need to be done, and you'll find you feel more in control. Remember, if it's not important, then ignore it. Declutter. Clutter's easy to create. Don't let it become a problem. Instead, take a few minutes each day to put things away and throw away junk. Put the dishes into the dishwasher immediately instead of leaving them on the counter. Deal with the mail immediately instead of leaving it piling up on the side. Get up early. While getting up early may seem pointless, it can provide a really focused way to start your day, especially if you create a miracle morning routine that includes power habits such as exercise, meditation, or visualizations, planning, and a healthy breakfast. By getting up earlier, you can start your day feeling both energized and organized by completing any essential tasks to make sure you and your family are ready for the day ahead. Take care of you. Providing that you take care of your mental, physical, and emotional health by exercising regularly, eating healthy, and practicing meditation or mindfulness, you'll be more able to cope when things don't go to plan or life spirals out of control. Don't forget to get enough sleep. No matter how organized and well-planned you are, there'll be times when life gets busy, and you'll start to worry that you won't get everything done. Following these tips will help you stay organized and in control.